Pop quiz, hotshot. Who do you think is the most powerful group of people in the United States? Time's up. It's old people. You want to know why? Because old people are the only folks who vote in all these boring elections that happen between presidential contests. Do you know what old people want to change? Nothing. Do you know what scares old people? Everything new or different. Now, I love old people. They're always there with the hard candy and whatnot, but when it comes to issues of social and political import, I'll bet you and grandma see things a little bit differently. Because people our age don't vote, old people get to choose state and municipal lawmakers. These are the offices that end up deciding crucially important things, such as who gets access to healthcare and who gets to vote in the next big election. Boring elections are incredibly fast and easy to vote in because no one's there. And because turnout is so low, your vote will have a huge impact. You'll be doing what's best for everybody by going to vote411.org and finding out when the next boring election is and where you can vote. That's vote411.org. Tell them Xerxes sent you.
Some, this is painfully obvious, but hardcore gaming means it ain't for the novices. The main source to brain train your knowledge, a lane maintained with a course aimed at colleges. To HG101, we give the honor, thanks to Kirk, a lot of Xerxes to host it proper, as well as Satanga, Cal and Bobinator, Hooker, Hart, and others discuss and discover all the 47,000 games, and when they rate them, you can bet it's scientifically locked in position. Speaking of which, no system is obscure, and look, they wrote a book about it, go out and cop yours.
Hello and welcome to HardcoreGaming101.net's Top 47,858 Games of All Time podcast, where we objectively, definitively, and scientifically rank the games that you nominate. My name is Xerxes, and I'm the show's main host and producer, and on this podcast we have three rules. Rule 1, all rankings are final, official, and scientifically accurate. Rule 2, you can nominate one game at a time via 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher. Those are the ones we try to get to first. You can also go to bit.ly/rankthisplease and add a game to the slush pile and cross your fingers. We make no guarantees on those. Rule number 3, you can nominate games that have already been nominated, just don't nominate games you've already ranked. See the master list for yourself. It's at bit.ly/47kgames. That's bit.ly/47kgames.
Stop waiting! Let's jump in the tub.
Hello and welcome, everybody. We're talking about for this episode, we're going to be talking about Vegas Tactical Gladiator, which was nominated by, I don't know, because it's not in the thing, Hanson.
Give me a second, I'll get it.
Yeah, it was developed by Game Arts and published by NEC Technologies for the TurboGrafx-16.
Nominated by Napoli, for future reference.
Napoli?
Thanks.
So, yeah, thanks. I got...
So, and it was released, earliest release date is sometime in 1990 in Japan.
Can I jump in and stop you real quick? Because
yeah.
The game was actually originally released in 1998 for the PC-88. So enjoy that. There is a version
1998 for the PC-88.
1988! 88! The best of years because it's got an 88, so it's very lucky.
Oh, I see it here. I see some footage. Let's see how different it is from the
engine. Let me tell
PC
you,
it
is a technical marvel. The screen scrolls at frames a second.
Oh my god, yeah.
This is actually a superior port.
The hell is it, though? Like, what is it? What are you doing?
Somebody made this on the PC-88. This is my theory. This is not what really, like, sure, but I think that's what happened.
Yeah, I'm going to cite you on Wikipedia, so go ahead.
Do it. I'll write it there. It'll be true. Cytogenesis, they call it. Somebody made this on PC-88. They got the scrolling kind of working. It was a bit of a mess. And then they're like, you know what? We could put this on the PC Engine really easy, I bet, and make some money. And they did, and it turned into this completely generic side-scrolling shoot-em.
So
I don't even know what you'd call it.
It's so strange because okay, so basically,
shoot 'em up. Yeah,
it's a side scroll. All right, so there is this is like a subgenre, right? Like the large robot scrolling shooting game. Like it's totally a subgenre. Yeah.
And can I step in real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to say I had no idea this is like a robot based action game. For like months and months, I thought there was like some kind of tactical strategy game. I just didn't even touch it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, don't judge a game by its very misleading title, I guess.
If it literally calls itself Tactical Gladiator, what it means is it's a robot game where it side-scrolls and you shoot small drones that absolutely murder you for 10 levels.
It's like, you can't really call it a run-and-gun because it auto-scrolls, but you can't really call it, like, a shoot-em-up because it's, like, a run-and-gun kind
of. So, yeah, you're moving, and things come at you, and sometimes you can shoot at them. Other times, I don't think you can hit them.
Do you know how, like, in
I
better
I can solve that
kind
for
of...
you, by the way. I'm going to have to jump in, because he's asked a question. You know how the PC Engine and the TurboGrafx, you know how it has three buttons? Am I correct in that? It's got three buttons.
Well, it's got a start button, and then two...
It's got two buttons?
Select, run, one, and two? Or you're talking about PC 88 or PC Engine?
No, PC Engine. Anyway, the main thing is, you gotta press both of those buttons at once. And then you'll shoot a tiny little baby machine gun down. And that is how you shoot enemies that are on the ground.
Oh!
Oh, that's how you do that.
75% of the time, everything in front of you is not something you can hit with your gun, and that's great.
Yes, you have to use your tiny little, like, little torso cannon that is activated by pressing both buttons at once. That's the
second, the second stage just throws these, like, it starts out, it's a bunch of these, like, ankle-biting tanks that just, like, show up and, like, I'm attacking your legs, deal with it.
Yep, that's the game.
I can't, you beat me.
The thing is, the mechanics are kind of a mess. Like, there's a system, I'm not sure exactly, but you do get points you can distribute between stages to, like, upgrade your gun and your punch, which I don't know why you use the punch.
Yeah. So you can lose your health faster.
Yeah. It's just to learn not to do it, I think.
When you run out of shield, which is your life, you lose your head first, which doesn't seem to do anything, which is, like, a nice little detail.
Yeah.
And then you lose your left arm, which is punch, and you lose your right, which is your gun, and then you die.
Yeah, you still keep that little torso cannon. That's what happens in that very last stage of robot destruction. I think you get your robot fully repaired for free if you manage to finish the stage with just that remaining, I think.
It does. Your shield you'll get your robot repaired between stages, and your shield regenerates if you just sit there. And it looks like...
Well, you kind of can't sit there because it constantly shoves you through the level, so you're like... You're basically dodging things, like, the whole time, like, oh god, my shield, ah!
Yeah, it is a part of the, like, I think it's, like, an exclusive genre to the PC Engine in TurboGrafx, which is a genre I like to call, you're huge, and you gotta dodge stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's the China Warrior, you're huge, and you gotta dodge stuff.
I mean... That's the thing, because there's these other mech-based run-and-gun kind of games like Cybernator that come later, where you're very weighty, and you can't really dodge stuff, but at least you can tank it, and you feel like you're in a big mech, and it's great. Yeah. And this is just more like, nah, it's Contra, but you're way too big, and you're taking too many hits, and fuck it. It's a goddamn
tall
mess.
Contra.
Yeah, big Contra, big fat Contra.
Maybe that's
Contra
what Vegas means, V-E-I-G-U-E-S.
Vegas.
So we don't know what that word actually means, but no, what do you think it should mean? Like, what?
It's the name of your robot. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
It is definitely
nice. That's a good.
Oh.
I did it.
Okay, so this game is going at like 400. I'm done with that. Forget this.
No one's going to top that.
It's like, it's kind of dull in a way. Like, it's not so horrible where you're like, oh, I gotta look low here. Like Chiller, you kind of want to talk about a bit, or Sonic 06, and this is just like, look, I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
What's happened here is basically you have I'm going to say genuinely a technically interesting PC 88 game, because those games are garbage for scrolling. You know, it just can't do it. So I could see you, 1988, you know, the 16-bit consoles aren't even out yet, you got your PC 88, and you're like, wow, it's kind of vaguely like an arcade game, like,
I could
see that area working for this.
Yeah, and then, I mean, on the PC 88, it's like playing games on an ATM machine, you know, it's like, it just doesn't, it's amazing that anything happens at all, really.
Do you remember in Apollo 13, where they have to fit the one filter into the other using, like, only the items they had?
Yeah,
this jury-rig thing. That's, like, what this feels like, where it's, like, I managed to somehow fit a scroller onto the PC-88, and it's, like, great, but nobody's life depended on it, so who the fuck cares? It's like,
and then, 2 years later, I guess they were like, hey, there's this, the PC Engine, TurboGrafx, it's coming out, here it comes, and they're like, you know what, we got this robot scrolling game that did okay... on a console thing, so it so
literally
again.
Dozens
there was
of
like
copies.
One guy who's like, guys, wait, we gotta port Vegas Tactical Gladiator, and everyone's just staring at him, and they're like, the game I made, and they're like, oh, all right.
Okay, yeah. Here's the thing, though, gonna drop a hot take. The PC Engine's like 90% games that are about sprites are too big or kind of boring shmups. This one's both.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Well,
I'm going to say something I didn't know, though, when I played this. Because I'm watching the long play. There is a dodge mechanic.
What?
It's not a dodge roll. It's a dodge spin. If you press down to turn around,
oh, yeah,
why wouldn't
yeah.
you?
You're kind
you
of could, like briefly, yeah.
Yeah,
like, yeah, like iframes. Yeah.
You got like that, and I think if you hold diagonal instead of a direction, you actually move faster. You know, you do like a little bit of like a rocket kind of like, you know, like when sometimes the giant robots, yeah. they get like their treads out and they're like,
literally that kind every of thing. Control decision they made is horrible. Like you cannot, come up with a worse scheme for this. It's like somebody's like, oh, we got to put out some games for this PC Engine. You ever played Super Mario Brothers? No, never. I don't even know what that is. Great. Get to work, Terry.
So, like, I cannot tell if there's, like, the perfect way to play this game that makes it somehow okay. You know, like you balance all the jank perfectly and then it works. I can't tell if there is that in here. Or, because, like, stage 3 murdered me completely. Like, I get to stage 3, I'm upgrading my shields, I'm upgrading my robot so that I can use my power. Because, like, you can upgrade your, like, robot so you get, like, a longer, like, energy bar so you can shoot and jet. Because you can hover in this game by activating your jets in midair. And if you upgrade your mech, you can do that. So I'm, like, I'm upgrading that, I'm upgrading my guns. You can buy and sell between stages so you can rebalance your stuff. And I'm, like, all right, I'm totally ready for this. And I just get completely destroyed. Like, there's no chance. There's, like, 100 enemies that are all around me. I'm, like, dead.
This game killed me inside first. Like, I was just sort of, like, dead and bored inside. And I just
so,
I can't.
You want to know, like, the best sign of quality for this game is for me?
What?
Like, the other night, I noticed, like, Slowbee was going about the stream this game. I popped and said, oh, hey, Slowbee, thanks for playing this game. Like, the second I type that, he's done playing it.
I got, like, 5-10 minutes. I don't do that. I have a really strong stomach for bad games. And it's not even, like, it's that bad per se. It's just so boring.
It's very dull. The only thing that salvages it, because the sprites aren't interesting. They're actually better on the PC-88. The robot has a lot of detail. I'll point this out. I don't know why anyone would care, but the robot's actually pretty high detail on the PC-88.
The graphics aren't bad.
No, they're not.
And the music has a nice little, like, I would expect so, because it's, you know, like, they've got good music on the systems, and it has this, like, I don't know, it has, like, a little proggish sort of vibe to it that I thought was nice. Like, it's not just chiptunes, it's kind of a little bit instrumental, a bit interesting. I'm like, that's pretty good, but the game is just monotonous and bad. Like, it's one of those two, and then sometimes both. And
it's like, not even, like, dumpster fire kind of, like, entertaining bad. It's just, like, I mean, in a way, you could say, like, it's kind of a cure for, like, video game addiction, maybe. Like, if you just...
That's, you know... It's funny because, like, looking at the list even, there's some bad games where I'd even say, like, they're fun to at least show off. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Sonic 06 is fun to laugh at, right? Or Wall Street Kid, well, all right, maybe.
Wall Street Kid has the rictus grin of avarice, which I'll never forget. Yeah.
That part, right.
Your uncle's dead. Sweet! Dead.
Nice! I'm not even listening.
Have you guys looked at the TurboGrafx-16 version of this game, the cover? I want you to look at it, because there is no more perfect encapsulation of what it's like to play this game than that image. It just shows some blocky robot struggling through a swamp of some kind, being blasted at by things it cannot control or defend itself against.
Oh my god, it looks so terrible!
But that's the game!
It's such a ripoff of, like, it's supposed to vaguely look like Optimus Prime, even though it doesn't really look, like, without, I mean, in the cover art, without quite there. It's all gradients. Like, I think I drew this. Like, I can't draw for shit, but...
Actually, you know what? It's got that, his pose, I believe, is the Mega Man pose from the NES game. He's got that, like, slightly sideways in front of himself, like, look. It's, not good.
Yeah.
Did my mother do the marketing for this? It's like 16-bit graphics shooting game.
Well, those are both technically true. They are not lies.
It's like somebody's like, I need you to paint, like, a cover for this robot game. It's like, okay, but I gotta warn you, the only art I've done before is birthday cakes. I know, I just do sheet cakes. Like, can I design it as if it were a sheet cake? It's like, yeah, I don't care.
My forte is cocktail napkins. Hired.
So I mean,
look at
I like
Japanese
that the robot
cover.
Is getting shot in the back as well. Like, just to
exactly
indicate that
that's
going to happen a lot. And yeah, the Japanese cover is gorgeous. It is.
It's sick. It looks so cool. It's like, it just makes you want to play the game, which is a terrible thing to do to people.
Yeah, actually, the U.S. cover is honest. Yeah. This is what you're getting.
That's what you're getting. It's slow, it's clumsy, and you're going to get shot in the ass. It's like...
Meanwhile, yeah, the PC-88. I almost want to say the PC-88 one must be just a smidge better because it runs slower, so you will probably not get overwhelmed. You will actually be able to play it without getting swamped. It's just, it runs very, very slowly.
The game is only hard because it controls terribly. Like, that's why I like the cover of this game, because it really, they should have retitled it as, like, Helpless Transformer.
Right. Oh, wait. Can I read the back of the box?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the U.S. version. For 3 years, alien invaders have been pounding the Earth into a smoldering ruin. So we haven't done anything about it. They've just been, okay.
Look, it takes a while, all right? Gotta get everybody together.
There isn't a man alive who can stop them. But now there's... This sentence is just like there's no exclamation point or anything. Just like there's just isn't. Sorry, but now there's Vegas. What is it? Vegas, I guess. Vegas, a devastating fighting machine built with enemy technology. He's our last desperate hope for survival. ... And you're in control. And here's the cool part: trash the invaders with the plasma cannon, but plasma spelled with a Z.
Oh yeah,
Move aside, blazing lasers, and then jump right back.
Please. If you're going to put this on the Turbo Graphics, G-R-A-F-X, you better have some Zs in those lasers.
This is the best, too. Just keep your firepower hot and fight like there's no tomorrow, period. Destroy the aliens or there won't be! Exclamation point. And that takes me a bit, because I'm like, there won't be what?
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow, from the previous sentence. Duh! I'm like, oh, all right.
Nice that they let the guys in the mail room, like, handle some of these things, because...
The same guy who did the art, actually.
Yeah. Hey, I
love that I love it when they throw out, like, perfectly good art. Like, you know, they look at it, comes across the desk, and they're like, oh, I don't think American kids are going to go for this cool-ass looking robot. Get Jimmy from accounting to redraw it.
Like, I'm pretty sure, like, every TurboGrafx game had a cover like that, and I have no idea what they were going
for. You know what
for.
They were thinking? It was like, you know, the Mazda system's doing great business, so we gotta one-up them.
This looks like the robot that the GoBots picked on.
I think that's the Zybots, if you want to know your...
We gotta rank this before I start liking this game more. Like,
it's endearingly bad, but not in a good way.
No, the game itself, I'm talking about the cover of the game. The game.
It's like, I have a possible ranking, but the thing is that, like, again, it's not garbage where you'd, like, go down to 400 level, you know, but it's not great either. I was thinking 350, maybe?
If we go to, like, we've actually been sitting around this spot recently in a different recording that may not be before or after this one. I can't put it above Kane and Lynch 2 Dog Days. Like, that is...
You cannot
do that, because that game has Kane and Lynch running naked through the streets, yelling at each other about how bad their situation is. That's too good for, like, this, which does not have that. It has no regular nudity and no robot nudity. You just get your head blown off.
You don't know if that robot's nude or not. I mean, to be fair, like, that could be its dong right there in the cover. Like,
I've
you don't know. It's a robot.
I've seen the schematic from the inventory scene, and clearly it has circuitry.
Okay, it's got a robo wiener tucked in underneath that shell. All right, fair enough. All right.
But, you know, like, we got Hakaio King of Crusher at 360.
That's notable.
Tell me, Professor, is the Vegas Tactical Gladiator anatomically correct? Yes, my friend. Yes, it is.
Thanks to the alien technology we stole to save tomorrow.
Would you believe most of their society is built on robo-dogs? Okay.
You know, like, in its range, you know, we gotta go a little lower to hit your...
You can't dodge them, they're too big.
You know, like, you know, speaking of unwieldy, giant,
last battle.
Lucky shapes... Well, yeah, Last Battle's lower. I was getting to No One Can Stop Mr. Domino, who is an auto-scrolling domino that rampages through society.
It's actually really easy to stop Mr. Domino. So.
We say that every time, and I don't think it's less funny.
He's imminently stoppable. Last Battle is a good comparison point, because there's a game where you're huge and stuff comes at you. But that has, like, head explosions.
And also,
that would like, under that.
The translation for Lost Battle is amusingly garbage. This game's translation is really lame. It's like, instead of having like, I've seen it, like, you know, it's like, instead of like having like the Japanese, which is like, you gotta eject everything, it's like, the robot's blowing up, it just says, all eject or something in like, you know, just all caps.
It's a bad sign in a game where you're supposed to like buy upgrades and stuff, where you get to the upgrade section of the store and you're like, I don't think I want any of this. It's just like, it doesn't look like stuff I want. Like, I don't care. Like,
also, if you upgrade your shield and you go below the shield level that you upgraded, you do not get that back. It will only return to the up point that you have at the end of the level. So if you buy 2 levels of shield and you lose 2 levels of shield during the level, you are now back to level 1, which is really mean, since you can lose your shield if you accidentally overlap someone Tarakan style. So
yeah, I feel really sorry for the 2 kids who played this. Look, okay, so all
right, Zardian, right? Zardian, 381. Zardian is slow ass robot scrolling game. You remember Zardian? Anyone else?
Yeah, but Zardian has some great stuff in it, like the guy who shoots the boss that you don't have to fight because he shoots the floor out.
I would love not to fight a boss in this, so it's got to go below Zardian.
Yeah.
Star Wars Arcade, which I
did not.
Arcade is
think,
a travesty. Yeah,
I put it below Star Wars Arcade.
Why is Star Wars Arcade listed as for the 3DS?
Yeah, I think that's actually a 32X game. We should fix that. Huh.
All right, wait. What about below? What about above below Tetris 2? 388.
Ooh, Tetris 2.
It does have to go above Mario Pinball Land because there is nothing fun about Mario.
Yeah,
Tetris 2 is kind of like, why am I playing this? But
Mario Pinball.
If I was waiting for a flight, I could play Tetris 2 if I had nothing
Tetris
else.
Tetris 2, could divert you. Like, this game just,
I think, I play, like, 15 or 30 minutes of this, and I was like, oh, I really don't want to play any more of this.
You
like,
played 15 minutes of this?
I had to play that much to learn the controls, because I knew that you guys were not going to figure them out. I'm like, oh, no, there's no way anyone else is getting these controls.
Wait, this is true, too. When I was streaming this, I accidentally mapped the right on your digital pad to the wrong button, so my controls were kind of out of whack. I fixed it a minute later, and it wasn't that much better.
It won't make a big difference. That's the thing.
So above Mario Pinball Land, below Tetris 2, seems pretty fair to me.
That's good.
Mario Pinball Land makes Sonic's Pinball look good, so I'm okay with that.
Vegas Tactical Gladiator goes at number 388. Napoli? What was
that? How did we get 20 minutes out of this?
It's only been 20 minutes?
Yeah, right?
I feel like I've been talking about this game for like 40 minutes.
I thought we were going to be just done 3 minutes in. Just like, it's robots. I don't know. Fuck it.
I think we got 10 minutes out of the cover art.
I mean, we just had to cover everything but the game. There's plenty.
I love how we're talking about this as if we've pressed stop on the recording when we actually haven't.
This is
content, people. It's content.
Look,
you could have been talking to a significant other. We saved your ass, all right? Like,
if you really wanted to listen to Vigius Tactical Gladiator for 20 minutes, we have delivered, I believe.
I can say, without feeling too immodest, I feel like this conversation is much better than Vegas Tactical Gladiator.
Yeah, I mean, I do sometimes feel like we're the Vegas Tactical Gladiator of game podcasts, in a way. So that is reassuring.
I've always said you're the Billy the Wizard of getting.
Okay, yeah, I can live with that. Hey, that's nothing to sneeze at. That's a good. Where is that?
That's a callback.
Yeah, that's a callback.
That's something to sneeze at. Yeah,
yeah.
That's like, I think, the third worst game we have.
You heard it. You can't unhear it. That's where it went. Vegas Tactical Gladiator. So long, everybody.
That's all for this episode. Special thanks goes out to our lovely co-hosts and compatriots, our booking agent Jeff Rude, our theme song MC Norm, check him out at Normally Retro on Twitter, and our technical assistant, video editor, and scriptwriter Ed Burns. You can support this podcast by making a small monthly donation at patreon.com/HG101. I know I did. By subscribing to the HG101 YouTube channel, and by following at GC9X and at HG_101 on Twitter. You can also hang out with us at our Discord channel. It's at bit.ly/HG Discord. But most importantly, help us spread the love of games by getting on iTunes, subscribing to HG101, and giving us a 5-star review. Do it because you like us and you want us to succeed. Until next time, keep keeping it real.